Saskatchewan, the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lugs filling in today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Evan's back in the chair here Thursday. The beauty about having a show like this to fill 4 hours each and every day, you know, we try to cover a pretty broad range, as you can tell if you're a listener, but I always marvel at the things that you mention, you talk about, that all of a sudden triggers a firestorm of reaction. What are people thinking about? What are people concerned about? What are people upset about? I was talking just a short time ago about this potential cull of this herd of 400 ostriches in British Columbia. Wow. A lot of our listeners have got some pretty strong feelings about this topic. I'm not going to be doing much more with that today, but I will say we'll try to get someone on tomorrow, a guest that knows a lot more about it than I do. I don't know really a whole lot about it other than what I've seen just over the past day or so here in the media. I know that it has been a hot topic for some time now after avian flu was found in this flock of 400 ostriches, but everything right now indicates that there is a move afoot to kill off all these birds today or potentially this week. But again, we'll try to get somebody on tomorrow who is more familiar with the story and can update us as to what's happening with it. Let's try to get that figured out for tomorrow. And we move on from ostriches right now to bats. Is it just me? Has there been a lot of news about bats over the past while here in Saskatchewan? Well, there's a good reason for that. And we're joined by Dr. Simon Kapaj right now with the Saskatchewan Health Authority. He is a medical health officer based out of Saskatoon. Dr. Kapaj, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brad.
So what's the story with bats? Why are we hearing about bats so much in Saskatchewan this summer?
Well, we're seeing an increase of bat encounters in the community. It's not unusual for having bats. You know, bats are part of our ecosystem. However, especially in the last few months, for various reasons, people are finding bats in different places, especially in houses, cabins, but also outdoors. And the issue with bats is that they may contain a rabies virus, which is a deadly virus, and we want to make sure that people are aware that a bat can carry that virus, and any interaction with a bat has to be done safe. If there is, animal bite or bat bite, we call it, they have to report it to local public health, or they have to see a local health care provider. So it's very complex topic, but the reality is that bats are around, and the risk of getting rabies from bats, it's present.
It's interesting, you know, bats, like you say, they're around. I know friends of mine have bat houses that they put up on their garage and that to attract bats, give them a place that they can live. And it's not unusual to be sitting on your deck at dusk and something kind of flits by you and you realize it's a bat grabbing its meal as it's pulling flies or mosquitoes or that. So we like them for what they do, but the risk of the rabies, and there has been some rabies cases in humans from bats this year.
Not in Saskatchewan, but in Canada in the last few years, there have been few cases of deaths, actually, and both cases, one in British Columbia and one in Ontario more recently, both of them occurred because of the rabies in bats, and an assessment didn't take place, and rabies shots weren't received. So it's important for everyone to be aware that if you are bitten by a bat, if you're scratched, or if you suspect that you're in contact with a bat, make sure you contact the local public health or your healthcare provider for a proper assessment. So, that has to be done timely because the window period to offer the rabies shot is up to 48 hours. Otherwise, if someone gets the rabies infection, then the infection is deadly. There is no treatment for that.
Ooh, boy. You did have, I understand, a couple of bats in Regina earlier this year that did test positive for rabies?
That's correct. I mean, we find time after time bats that have rabies across the province. In Saskatoon as well, we have found positive bats for rabies in other parts of the province. So every year we do find some. Not all bats have rabies infection, but the ones that we test are the ones that are sick. You know, they're flying low. We find them at home, they're stuck somewhere in the cracks of the house, right? So these are the sick ones, and definitely chances of having these sick bats to have rabies are higher.
I'm even thinking about this time of year for our farming community, where they may be opening up grain bins, storage buildings that haven't been used for a while. Is that an area of potential risk where bats may have taken up residence?
That's correct. That's the spaces also that we identify the bats, and people have to be aware that the bats are around. But if you are bitten, if you are scratched, if you think that you are touched physically by a bat, then make sure that you get a proper assessment with a local public health or the healthcare provider. And the reason is because the bites from the bats are so small, sometimes are so tiny that you can't see them, and especially for children, which they can't reproduce that story. It's very dangerous, and we do care a lot about that part, because you can find a bat at home and the children are sleeping, and then we want to make sure that if the bat is properly handled and captured, then we can test it, and if the bat is negative for rabies, then no need for rabies shots. But if the bat comes back positive, then I think we have to make sure that the rabies shots are started.
I know it's rare, but that would be terrifying, wouldn't it, to realize you or one of your loved ones has been bit or scratched by a bat, and if you aren't able to recover the bat so it can be tested, then what happens? Like, I go to my doctor and I say I've been bitten by a bat. Does that automatically mean, because we haven't been able to recover the bat, do I automatically have to go through the rabies shots protocol then?
No, not necessary. We do have proper risk assessment. The local physician would confirm the information, and then they will connect with the local public health to make sure that the criteria for starting rabies shots are met. But it's this chain of actions that has to take place for a decision to be made. And if people don't present to the healthcare system, to healthcare provider and public health, then something serious may be missed, and something totally preventable might have a disastrous impact.
Excellent. Good to always have that information out there for people to be aware of. One other thing before we let you go, school's back in. We've seen a bump up in measles cases across the country. What's your thoughts on kids back in school, being in close quarters? What are we seeing in Saskatchewan with measles?
Well, the good news so far for Saskatchewan, for measles, is that we have had a limited number of cases. So the schools overall and the community at large, they're doing very well. So the numbers have been concerning over time, because in the last few months we have confirmed about 83 cases of measles in various parts of the province. However, we do have a good vaccine coverage, and that has been, has been helpful to keep the infection at bay. At the same time, almost every week in Saskatchewan, we confirm, one or two cases of measles, especially in the areas where the vaccine uptake is relatively low. And the key message here is, for parents, is make sure that they review the immunization records, and for children that are not up to date, make sure that they get both doses of measles-containing vaccine, which is safe, it's free, and is available across the province.
Do you just get the one for a child, or do they have to get a series? Do they get two?
There are two doses. We start with a primary series that we call at 12 months of age, and then the next one is within 6 months. However, for various reasons, individuals, they might be behind that, and we make sure that they have to get the second dose as well. And, not just measles vaccine, but also other vaccines would be important, including the flu shot and COVID vaccine, since the virus season is starting in the next few months, and people will be confined more indoors than outdoors.
I appreciate the information. Always a pleasure sharing some time on the program with you, Dr. Simon Kapaj with the Health Authority. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brent, for having me. Have a great day.
You too, Dr. Simon Kapaj, all part of our lineup here today on the Evan Bray Show. coming up here after 11. Jamie Nye is going to be joining me. If you're just finding out about this, it was announced overnight. There's going to be this significant announcement from the Canadian Football League. The CFL's up to something. What's the commish got to offer? All kinds of speculation. Is it going to be a change in rules? Is it going to be a change in maybe east-west divisions? Will that be no more? Will we look at an Americanized version with four downs, a change in the field layout? Who knows? But we're going to find out. Coming up here, 11 o'clock, we'll carry that news conference from the CFL commissioner. Jamie and I will take the reins while that show is on, and we'll expect your reaction as well. The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Last few hours of summertime 2025, the autumnal equinox is going to occur here around about 12:20 or so, our time. Great weather, though. Wasn't that a beautiful weekend? And the good weather, for the most part, by the looks of things, central and southern Saskatchewan, above normal temps to continue here for the rest of this week. Good news for those still out on the combine. Last week, the crop report showed 53% of the crop had been taken off, which is good, but not great. That was about 20% below average, the five-year average. So I know that there's been some overnight moisture. Even the humidity I saw from Environment Canada, the humidity in the Saskatoon area this morning was running around 70%. So all of that, from my limited experience as a farmer, all of that, though, makes for a tough crop and maybe not something that can combine so well. So they're hoping things dry up a little bit quicker. Don't come to me for your farming advice, okay? I mentioned we got a few texts in following the memorial service in Arizona yesterday for Charlie Kirk. A couple of things that I took away. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was one of those things you just kind of had to take a look at, because they have over 70,000 people that were at the stadium outside of Phoenix to see the president, the vice president there. It was a big deal for people in that world. And I was saying, you know, with the killing of Charlie Kirk, what was your take on the man? Had you heard of him before? Had you paid any attention to his message before? And did you take some time to look and see and listen to what his message might have been? Off of our text line at 1-877-332-8255. We've got comments on both sides of this. One listener says Charlie Kirk stood for everything that is wrong with the United States. He was not a great guy, but he deserved to live. I want a world where a guy like Kirk shows up to empty seats. Another listener says, I saw Charlie Kirk's video often. I was quite surprised. My daughters in high school knew him quite well. He has significantly influenced that generation. And even U.S. President Trump spoke about Charlie Kirk, not so much at the memorial service, although he did talk about him, of course. Following Kirk's killing, Trump even said he had opened doors and opened the minds of a lot of young people. And that was Charlie Kirk's mission, as he saw it, was to convince young people, those at universities. That's where he did a lot of talking and debating, trying to bring them over to the Republican side in the U.S. political spectrum. Helene says, I'm aware of Charlie Kirk. His faith shaped his politics based on the Bible. He believed in peaceful, open debate, and he ultimately died for his faith. Helene says he is a Christian martyr. Bill from Indian Head, I am not a fan of Charlie Kirk, but I am a fan of the one he followed. That should not indicate that I would be a supporter of Donald Trump, speaking of Christ. Erica Kirk, this is from Marion. Erica Kirk is a witness to the truth of genuine Christianity, as was her husband, Charlie Kirk. The fact that there is so much hatred toward Christianity in today's culture is the reason for the chaos and violence that we are seeing today. And to speak to Erica Kirk, to stand up at that memorial service yesterday and say she forgives the man who killed her husband. Pretty powerful message. I appreciate your thoughts at 1-877-332-8255. Brent Laux filling in for Evan Bray today, the Evan Bray Show. We got a note from the Saskatchewan Financial and Consumer Affairs Authority. And the note pertains to an investment group that's out there looking for your money. This is interesting. Every once in a while, we get these notifications from the Financial and Consumer Affairs advising people that there are individuals or entities out there that are trying to get your money, supposedly as an investment. But oftentimes the case, that's not what they're doing. Now, in this particular case, the notice pertains to an organization called the Trenovia Group. Trenovia, T-R-E-N-O-V-I-A, the Trenovia Group. And the advisory is cautioning the public not to send money to them or any other company that's not registered in Saskatchewan, as they may not be legitimate businesses. Now, in this province, individuals or companies who try to get money from you for investment purposes are required to be registered to trade or sell securities or derivatives. And what you can do is go to the website to check out these entities. You got some guy phoning you or emailing you or knocking on your door saying, hey, I got a great investment for you. Before you do anything, go to the website aretheyregistered.ca. Aretheyregistered.ca. And they say this Trenovia Group is not registered in Saskatchewan to trade or sell securities or derivatives. Once again, find out more at that website, aretheyregistered.ca. It's always heartbreaking when you hear these stories, isn't it? You know, people are smart, but people are gullible. And sometimes smooth-talking people separate good people from their money. So again, find out more at the website, aretheyregistered.ca. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauk's filling in today, tomorrow, and Wednesday as well on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.